Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Monday to you. How was church yesterday? My, we had a marvelous, marvelous day here at Bible Baptist Church. What a great, great turnout for the second Sunday of 2023. So thankful for faithful people and for God meeting with us and decisions being made for Christ, and just a wonderful day with the people of God. And I hope it was that way where you were. That you were in your place and that you were a blessing to your church and to your pastor, and that God met with you and spoke to your heart and gave you what you needed as we head into another work week now and enjoy this second full week of 2023. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want to share something with you from the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews chapter 10, and we'll begin reading with verse 19, where the Bible says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. And having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith, without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching." Hebrews is all about Jesus Christ being better. He's better than the angels. He's better than Moses. He's better than the law. He's better than animal sacrifices. He's better than the old covenant. And in chapter 10, we have where Jesus is offering his sacrifice one time for our sins, once for all. And that sacrifice is given to us for salvation, and that salvation is forever. Salvation begins with a decision, but it doesn't end with one. Marriage begins with a decision. I do. But it isn't end there. It began there. The key word here in Hebrews 10, in verse number 22, the key words are, let us. Let us. It's imperative. It's a command. It's expressive of a command. It's not advisory. It's not discretionary. It's not a suggestion. The word is imperative. It is not asking. It is commanding. This morning, listen, as you're listening to the broadcast, if morning or evening, he's your king. If you know Christ as your Savior, he's not only your Savior, he's your King. And these are his commands. And so I think what God gives us here is how we can be a healthy Christian. No, I'm not talking about, you know, eating tree bark or anything. I'm saying this is how you can be a healthy, spiritual Christian. Number one, now verse 22, let us draw near. Let us draw near. God would have us draw near to him. Now, there are several conditions if we're going to draw near to God. First of all, it says, let us draw near with a true heart. That means a sincere heart. That means an honest heart. Not like the people Jesus spoke to when he said, these people draw nigh to me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Those that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. Serve the Lord in sincerity and in truth. A heart that is firmly established on the truth of the gospel. A heart that has convictions. It will be in perfect harmony with Christ's teaching. It's great that God wants us near. Oh, that we might draw near with a true heart. And then in full assurance of faith. That means a full assurance of understanding. Understanding the blood that was shed and the price that was paid for the forgiveness of my sin. And that by placing my faith in Jesus Christ and his work on the cross, I'm forgiven of my sins and I am saved. I don't just have faith today, my friend. I have full assurance of faith. My faith is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. So we draw near with a true heart. We draw near in full assurance of faith. We draw near with our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. So the blood of Jesus Christ applied to my heart takes away the evil conscience. Why? My conscience can't condemn me anymore. The past is covered by the blood. So draw near with a clear conscience, having been justified by God. God cleanses within. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. That sin is permanently and intentionally not remembered by God. It's erased out of existence. You have to understand that word justified. It's a forensic term as opposed to condemnation. It is a judicial act of God by which He pardons all the sins of those who believe in Christ and accounts, accepts, and treats them as righteous in the eye of the law, has conformed to all its demands. In addition to the pardon of sin, justification declares that all the claims of the law are satisfied in respect to the one who's justified. It's the act of a judge. The law is not relaxed or set aside, but it's declared to be fulfilled in the strictest sense. So the person who's justified is declared to be entitled to all the advantages and rewards arising from perfect obedience to the law. So, Jesus Christ, justification is not the forgiveness of man without righteousness, but a declaration that we possess the righteousness which perfectly and forever satisfies the law. That's Jesus Christ's righteousness. It's His righteousness imputed to us. It's given to us when we place our faith in Jesus Christ. We are more than just not guilty. We are perfectly righteous. That's why Romans says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And that includes ourselves. The body's washed with pure water is reference to baptism after salvation and outward cleansing to show that we've been cleansed inwardly. It also could have reference to the Word of God. Jesus said, now you are clean through the Word which I have spoken unto you. Psalm 119, verse 9, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Also in Ephesians 5:26, by the washing of the water by the word. And so we're clean. Our body's washed with the pure water, whether it's baptism or by the word of God. So let us draw near. Number two, let us hold fast our profession. Hold fast. Verse 23, be glued to your profession of faith in Christ. What you have begun believing, continue to believe. Be what you profess to be. Live out your faith. It's God which worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure. Let us hold fast our profession. He is faithful who has called you. Yes, you're going to face temptation, but God is faithful and He will always provide a way to escape. So don't be tempted, and you will be tempted to leave the doctrines of the faith, but God is faithful. And because He is faithful to me, I will be faithful to Him. Hold fast. Hold fast your profession. Don't waver. Don't waver. Don't leave it. Hold fast your profession of faith. All right, number three, let us consider one another. Verse 24, let us consider one another broken to love and to good works. We're one body in Christ. We're dependent on each other. And each one is to look out for the welfare of another. Let's beware of the self-deception that thinks it's possible to enter into the holiest and to have the nearest relationship with God that we can in the spirit of selfishness. My brethren, that can't be. The way that Jesus opened up to us is a self-sacrificing love. We're filled with the Spirit and filled with the love of Christ to be a blessing to others. We're to consider one another, to provoke. Provoke means to stimulate, to urge, to love and to good works. How do I stimulate others to love God? How do I urge and encourage others to good works and to love? It's my business what I do. It's my business where I go. It's my business how I live. No, that's not the Bible way. That's not obeying the command. That's not obeying this imperative. No, let us consider one another. It doesn't say let us criticize one another. It doesn't say let us condemn one another. No, let us consider one another. Why? Let's urge each other on to love and to good works. So let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Let us hold fast our profession. Let us consider one another. But there's one more. let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, the Bible says. The only way to draw near, the only way to have full assurance, the only way to consider one another to stimulate the love and the good works is to assemble together with believers. Well, I just don't feel like going to church today. I'm in no mood to see anyone. It doesn't matter if I miss, it's okay. No, it's not okay. You need to be in church. You need to not forsake the assembling of yourself together. This is an imperative. It is a command. It's not just about yourself. It's about others. You're here to stimulate others to love and to good works. Missing church, not being faithful, that's not new to our day, or this would have never been written. Now, in their case, they may have been persecuted for gathering together. So some were staying away, and when some stay away, it hurts everyone. When some stay away, it hurts everyone. We are assembling together to exhort one another. And we are to do it so much the more. Oh, I'm grieved when I see churches that are meeting less, not more. What happened to Sunday night church? What happened to Wednesday night service, midweek service? We're supposed to be so much the more as we see the day approaching. That's the day of Christ. I read recently an article that compared a Christian that doesn't go to church to a student who doesn't go to school, a soldier without an army, a citizen who won't vote, a sailor without a ship, a child without a family, a drummer without a band, a ball player without a team, a honeybee without a hive. That's no way to live. Draw nigh to God. Have a pure heart, full assurance of faith, heart sprinkled from an evil conscience, bodies washed with pure water, holding fast our profession of faith, considering one another, urging, encouraging one another to love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. What a great, great passage. You may say, well, I just don't think I'll obey those imperatives. Well, then you read verses 26 through 31, and it's a fearful thing, my friend, fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Let's follow his commands. If you'll notice, verses 19 through 25 is all one sentence. It's all taken together as a whole. The former athlete had neglected his body for too long, so he began an exercise routine. The first day, he did several push-ups and went for a light jog. The next day, more push-ups, a few sit-ups, and a longer run. Day 3, exercises and a mile-and-a-half run. On day 4, our ex-athlete in training woke up with a sore throat. Then he did one more exercise. He jumped to the conclusion that exercising was a bad idea. If all he got out of it was his huffing and puffing with sickness, it's just not for him. But how about that? How about a Christian who begins to read his Bible and pray, but after just a few days, problems arise in his life. And what does he conclude? Just like that ex-athlete, he decides, well, reading my Bible and praying is a bad idea. It doesn't do me any good. Oh, well, certainly you would say that's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy. Let's dedicate ourselves to God. Let's give ourselves to him. Let us draw near. Let us hold fast our profession. Let us consider one another to love and to good works. And let us not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Well, I hope that's been a blessing to you. Have a great Monday, everybody. I look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. Until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile. A sunny smile.